Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
North Carolinians deserve to have confidence in the elections process, and we believe this bill moves us in that direction.
North Carolina State Senate Leader Phil Berger says having a board of elections controlled by one party sows distrust among voters. Republicans have filed legislation to strip Democratic Governor Roy Cooper's power to appoint State Board of Elections members and instead ensure legislative leaders appoint them. Cooper called the move a power grab. Illinois has become the first state in the nation to ban book bans. The law prevents any public library restricting materials due to partisan disapproval from receiving state funding. Secretary of State Alexei Julianis says book bans are un-American.
It also defies what education is all about, teaching our children to think for themselves.
Julianis says the public should trust the experience and education of librarians to decide what books should be in circulation. The NAACP is criticizing President Biden for ending the pause on federal student loan payments as part of a deal with Republicans to lift the debt ceiling. The NAACP's Wisdom Cole says the move will disproportionately affect Black Americans.
This is an opportunity to really level the playing field, to create equity, to create a future where folks are able to build generational wealth.
Payments are set to resume in October. In Wisconsin, Republican lawmakers have delayed a vote to cut tens of millions of dollars from the state university system in an effort to end diversity and inclusion programs. Democratic State Senator Chris Larson tells CBS the cuts would leave a long-lasting scar on the state.
Unfortunately, there is more of a tendency to try and fight this war of woke, whatever that is, instead of improving our workforce, instead of investing in students' futures.
Republicans say the programs are divisive and have no public value. The country's lack of affordable and accessible child care costs the American economy billions of dollars a year, according to a new report. Leslie Bossier of the Annie E. Casey Foundation says women are more likely to deal with negative job impacts due to a lack of care.
The country has never had a child care system that is affordable and accessible to families and also pays a family-sustaining wage to workers. It's imperative that we invest in a child care system that can work not only for kids and families, but also for businesses and the economy.
Child care workers are paid less than 98% of all professions, earning on average less than $14 an hour. And the USDA says it will work to better monitor false or misleading claims regarding animal welfare on meat and poultry packaging. The terms pasture-raised or humanely-raised allow producers to charge a higher price. Animal welfare advocates say the USDA is not adequately substantiating the claims. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.